And it, they said a bastard never entered the kingdom of heaven. And so when you take a unmarried couple, you know, have a baby, but he don't say nothing about that. Mm-hmm. But that child got much right to go to heaven as and the rest of them.
Yeah. But people had all sorts of names for people like that, didn't they?
Yeah. Probably a car you ought to look at.
What's that? Oh, yeah, it's an old time car.
That wasn't telling me.
Do you remember, you know, white and black people having kids together around here?
No.
Didn't happen.
Well, I know of them except for most of the white men.
What would they call a child, you know?
They did call a bastard, but it's not no bastard.
Had light-colored skin?
Yeah, that's a mixed generation, that you might say.
Didn't have those folks around in the county,
though, huh? No, didn't. They may have, back in the olden days, you know, they... You got a high white men, you know, to look after the slave, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted these white men, you know, to keep the nigger women, you know, satisfied, you know. And that way they claim what they mixed, you know, the black niggers and white niggers, you know. What that generated from.
Yeah, probably did.
Well, I understand. I hear Dr. Hope says, you take a disease, you go around and call it a syphilis and a gonorrhea.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Hoke said, way back in them days, he said they didn't know nothing about no cure or nothing like that. And he said it runs in a generation of people. And he said some of the children be born bright and healthy. And all of a sudden, the next one born be a deformed some way or retarded or
mm-hmm.
something. And he said that the mom and dad didn't know how it happened.
Yeah.
And said it could have been happening, you know, from that syphilis or gonorrhea way back, you know, yeah. Way back to 15, 20 generation back. He said that was most of it. What color is that?
Yeah. Did y'all know people that live way out in the woods somewhere when you were coming up maybe and didn't get into town more than once or every year or two, something like that? They would say they were.
Yeah. I was down at the.
This country people?
Yeah, I was down at over Nookie Swamp. We were so many in there. I went out on a hammock out there. We had to build runways in there 3 miles.
A hammock?
Yes, a big island in there.
Okay. Cypress?
Yes, big cypress trees, ponds, and things. We went in there cutting timber, and we cut one tree and we threw it this way, and another that way, another way, and we put 4x8. 4 inches thick, oak down, you know, and made runway for the truck, you know, to run on. And we go out there, and one fella in there told me, he said he hadn't been out of the swamp in 40 years.
You just lived out there?
Yeah, he lived out there. I asked him, I said, how you get your groceries and stuff? He said, well, the mail boat, his boy was a mail car. And he had a daughter there, and he said she had never been to school day in her life. I had to, my goodness,